Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We are now 3 weeks into the B2016 transmission schedule season, and after an initial flurry of frequency adjustments, channel occupancies have generally stabilised. Continuing low solar activity during the present sunspot cycle number 24 is a source of concern, marked by the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux having dropped to 77, that's 77, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 16, 16. That has resulted in unreliable propagation on frequencies above about 12 megahertz over long-haul multi-hop paths following darkness or partial darkness routes. And this pattern of propagation is not expected to change significantly in the near future. Here in Melbourne, there has been much activity in our sunrise window in the 6, 7, 9 and 11 megahertz bands, mainly via short path, that's the darkness path, from Africa, Europe, the Middle East and Asia. Here's a summary of research in the 11 megahertz spectrum as noted here in Melbourne between 1730 and 1800. That's in our pre-dawn window. 11670, India, English, from signing on at 1745. 11625, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station in English. And 11730, the Voice of Turkey in English. On 11750, the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation from the Trincomalee transmitting station in Sinhala. And 11760, the Voice of America from Lampetheim in Germany, broadcasting in Kurdish. And 11775, Ibra Radio, also known as Ibra Media, the religious broadcasting organisation, broadcasting from Wolferton in Arabic. 11800, Egypt, broadcasting in English. Transmitter on this frequency appears to be technically unstable as it's extremely distorted and low level, and it appears that some technical maintenance may have to be done by the Egyptian broadcasting authorities. 11860, Radio Sana, broadcasting from the relay station at Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Arabic. And 11930, an interesting long-path signal from the USA, Radio Marti in Greenville, with programming in Spanish. And 11945, NHK Radio Japan, broadcasting from Issoudun in France, in Japanese. And 11965, the Vatican, Voice of America, using the Vatican Radio Relay at Santa Maria di Galleria in the Oromo language. And the same program is on 12090 from the Voice of America station at Udon in Thailand. And 12025, All India Radio, with programs in Malayalam. And 12095, the UAE, the BBC from the Dubai relay station, transmitting in Arabic. So that was a summary of the 11 megahertz spectrum research made here in Melbourne recently, B2016. between 1730 and 1800. That's in our pre-dawn window hour. We turn our attention now to the 6 megahertz band, or the 49 meter band as it's commonly known. Good reception here in Melbourne between 1930 and 2000. Similar propagation to the 11 megahertz spectrum notes which I gave you just a few moments ago. 1930, it's dawn or sunrise here in Melbourne. This is a summary of some recent activity I noticed there in that spectrum. 5820, the station in Ireland, broadcasting in English, relaying the domestic service. 5910, Radio Romania International, transmitting in German. And 5950, Ethiopia, the voice of the Tigray Revolution, broadcasting in the Tigrinya language. And 5965, Radio Free Asia, broadcasting from the Kuwait relay station in Chinese. And 5980, the voice of Turkey, with its programs in Turkish. On the next frequency, 5985, China Radio International, broadcasting from a Beijing transmitting station in Portuguese to Europe. 5990, another frequency for Radio Romania International, this time in Romanian. And 6020, China Radio International, from broadcasting station in China, transmitting in Albanian. And the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 6040 in English, and 6060 in Arabic. 6050, broadcasting from the voice of Turkey in English, and 6055, China Radio International, broadcasting from the CERIC, Albania relay station in French. And 6100, China Radio International again, this time in Russian, from a transmitting site near Beijing. Same program on 6110, broadcasting from transmitting station at Xi'an. Another frequency for the voice of Turkey, 6120, transmitting in Turkish. And 6170, the voice of Korea from Pyongyang, also in German. And 6160, China Radio International, broadcasting again in German. Lots of German transmissions in that time period from a transmitting site in China. And 6230, single sideband transmission from a relatively unusual station, the Sound of Hope, broadcast from an unidentified location in Taiwan in Chinese for Asia. And 6090, Ethiopia, Radio Amhara, broadcasting from a transmitting site near Addis Ababa in the Amharic language. So that was a short summary of some signals noted recently here in Melbourne between 1930 and 2000 in the 49 meter band, that's the 6 megahertz band. Some schedule information now. First of all, from here in Australia. The religious broadcasting station known as Reach Beyond Australia, which uses transmitting facilities in Western Australia, right up there in the north, near Darwin, at Reach Beyond Australia, it's made some frequency changes. New frequency is 11915. This is in use for various transmissions between 1045 and 1145. And the antenna is actually 320 degrees, 100 kilowatts, beamed to Southeast Asia. Includes English, 11:15 to 11:30 on Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, and 11:30 to 11:45 on Sundays. The frequency is also used for broadcasts in Burmese,
on Mondays, Tuesdays and Thursdays between 11:15 and 11:30. And other times, and on other days, programs are in various Asian languages. And another new frequency is 9645, operating between 1300 and 1400. This time the antenna is 305 degrees, 100 kilowatts. That's in English to Southern Asia. Now some other frequencies for reach beyond Australia. They are 15575 between 1100 and 1115, 100 kilowatts, being 310 degrees, in Tibetan on Mondays and Vietnamese on Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, and 1115 to 1130 in Vietnamese on Thursdays. And on 11865, 1145 to 1230, 315 degrees to Southeast Asia and Indonesian, and 11980, a new frequency, 1405 to 1435, 305 degrees to Southern Asia in English. Another religious station, HVJB, the Voice of the Andes, uses a transmitting site on relay in Nauen, Germany. The frequency is 11900. Between 15:30 and 16:02 in Russian on Saturdays to Central Asia, and from 16:02 to 16:30 in the same frequency, also to Central Asia on Saturdays in the Chechen language. And some frequency changes for Deutsche Welle notified. 13:30 to 14:00, the new frequency 15215. From Nauen in Germany to Western Asia in Dari, replacing 11720. And the same frequency, 1400 to 1430 in Pashto, also replacing 17720. And 1600 to 1700 on 15165 from the relay station at Issoudun in France to East Africa in Amharic, and that's actually an additional frequency. And the same program is on 21660 from Issoudun in France, that's facing 17800. So that's some frequency changes for Australian stations and from Deutsche Welle in Germany.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.